Action.
We are welcome to Can of Nothing.
Welcome to Can of Nothing.
Welcome to Can of Nothing. Welcome.
White Ranger Tiger Power. White Ranger Tiger Power. White Ranger Tiger Power. White Ranger Tiger Power. Go White Ranger. Go White Ranger. Go White Ranger. Go White Ranger. Right now.
Welcome to CanCast 10.
video. I can't even pick up the music
white
on this.
Ranger, oh, I didn't know. Who cares?
Ranger,
you can edit it in after. Edit it in.
White Ranger,
Phil's actually recording this right now.
Right now.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
Recording on camera. Video podcast, maybe who's gonna show up? Maybe Chris is gonna show up. Maybe Derek's gonna show up. Derek's got no mouth, so I'm
Chris is preoccupied with wires.
So I'm on my own today. Welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 10.
Hello.
This is we're video podcasting at the same time, kind of.
Maybe you're just listening to the audio one.
Remember podcast number 4 when we just turned on the camera at the end and we released a small video?
Yeah.
Maybe this will be like that. Not full on hour long podcast, but edited
Sweet
whatever.
Coden 2. Huh? Sweet Coden 2.
Chris is playing PlayStation. Sweet Coden 2.
So yeah.
All right. So
not supposed to clear your throat. Stop it. Phil.
I normally have a lot to clear, and now I'm kind of sick, so I'll be clearing it more.
So this is actually a redo of Podcast 10.
First time we're sort of trying to recreate.
What happened the first time?
Yeah,
the first time we were at my house. I'm Phil. We're at my house.
I'm Phil.
And
I'm Derek.
Remember the really bad quality of Podcast 9. Well, here, you hold this. I'm just taping the mic.
Remember the really bad.
I shouldn't get too close. See, I'm used to having the other mic where I go like, "Hey guys, sexy."
Phil, just talk. Come on.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah. Remember podcast 9 had the really bad audio quality.
It sounds like FF6.
So, I like FF6.
Have you ever played it? Yeah, have you played 2 yet?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, crying.
Don't worry, I'll beat it in 40 hours.
Okay.
Who's Joey?
I don't know.
That's your buddy. Phil, what were you saying?
So I fixed those problems. Derek gave me some little program thingy for this mic.
Burap.
And, yeah, so the quality was better, but then after we recorded it, somehow the tracks from this mic didn't sync up with the tracks from that mic.
This mic? What if people are only listening to the audio?
Oh, okay.
To our second mic.
Well, you should watch the video if you want to see what we're talking about.
Running.
Okay.
Well, the tracks from the two mics didn't sync up for some reason. As the podcast went along, they slowly separated further and further, so I have no idea what happened there. Then for some reason, while we were talking about Spider-Man 3, I guess because we didn't really like it, then the mic just distorted, and every time Chris talked, it was like... So that's what went down, and
now we're back.
We're back. We're trying to do the video. We were at my house earlier. Today we're at Derek's house now doing this because my computer obviously can't take it. So now we were at my house earlier and we tried to do the video podcast only like 3 times.
Didn't work out.
Most of the time these two played Home Alone 2 on the NES and Ninja Turtles 2.
Why don't they have Home Alone for the
Yeah, new Home Alone games, please.
Next generation Home Alone.
Yeah.
On the Wii.
On the Wii and the PS3 and...
Xbox 360. Hey, speaking of Xbox 360. Oh, none of you have it, so you can't beta test Halo 3.
Jude has it.
He's beta testing.
He's crazy.
Is it good?
I don't know.
Isn't it like Halo 2 with more graphics and maybe another vehicle?
More weapons and stuff? I don't know.
Why don't they just make like Halo 2 add-on?
I don't know.
With a whole new story.
New story, new weapons.
Everything's
vehicles.
New, but they just call it Halo 2 Expansion. Mm. Just like Brood War.
There's more hype for
a true sequel, even if it isn't.
Hey, I can do the rock thing.
All right, do it. How'd that come up from Halo? Is he going to be in Halo the movie? Stop that. He's rubbing his nose. You want a Kleenex? Here. Take it. Look, there's fish on this.
Ew.
You have to turn that speaker on, Chris.
Okay, so, Chris, oh, we talked about... We're going to go about this really quickly. We talked about...
Everything.
Well, because, yeah, we don't really feel like talking about the same stuff again. So we talked about Spider-Man 3 and Grindhouse. We saw those. Chris didn't really like Spider-Man 3. I thought it was okay. White Ranger, Tiger Power. White Ranger, Tiger Power. I don't like being on camera so much.
Neither do I.
Chris is...
Chris!
So did you see any other movies since... anything else, anything interesting happened in the past week? Derek, where's your tripod?
Right there.
Under all that junk.
Here, you do it and I'll continue talking. I don't know what's going on. Chris is like jamming to Suikoden 2. And I'm trying to... Derek's doing this and I'm trying to stay on whatever topic we're on.
What topic do we have?
We're talking about movies right now.
Oh. I haven't seen any movies since, have you?
Yeah.
What?
I watched all 3 Evil Dead movies.
Ew.
They're pretty good.
Yeah?
This is my plan for the summer. This is why I asked you for the Godfather movies, because my plan for the summer is to watch movies that are in trilogies.
Oh, okay.
So I already watched Back to the Future. I watched Evil Dead. Now I'm going to watch Godfather.
Matrix?
Maybe.
Star Wars?
Star Wars I have to watch again. Lord of the Rings I watched last December, so I'll watch it maybe towards the end of the summer. How many Predator movies
Shrek.
Are there?
Shrek!
I don't like Shrek.
Shrek!
Watching Shrek.
Aladdin!
There are 3 Aladdin movies?
Yeah. Aladdin 2 Return of Jafar, Aladdin 3 King of Thieves.
I think I've seen... Okay, I'll watch those.
Yes!
What else? Chris is going crazy. Hey, why is it on me?
Because isn't that what you wanted?
No. I just show all of us, not just... Is it on?
Chris is all... Yeah, it is on.
Is it on? Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Is it running?
Yeah. Yo.
Okay, hi.
Okay, Chris is playing with the tuner.
La.
A.
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 La.
A. Wait. C, D, E, F, G, A. 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 B. B. C.
C.
Yeah. That's what a music degree gets you.
All flat.
I was flat?
Tisk, yeah. Tisk, tisk.
C. Give me a C. 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 E. E. F. G. A. B. Is it on?
Yeah. Is it on?
Is it on?
Hello?
It's on.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to...
So Chris.
Oh.
It's seconds, not minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know how long
we've been going for 302 seconds. Chris, have you seen any movies since last week?
I saw The Invisible.
Oh, what's that like?
It's like stupid.
Is that with Ryan Gosling?
No.
Oh.
It's with some new people.
Wait, what's the movie with Ryan Gosling?
No.
He has a movie out.
I forget. Oh. When Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah. What's The Invisible about?
Some guy gets beaten up and then he dies and he's a ghost. And he's like, I'm a ghost, you can't see me, I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I've seen the trailers about that.
Sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't see The Invisible.
Stop squishing my head. Stop it.
Have you seen the kids in the hall thing?
Yeah. I'm squishing your head. I'm squishing your head.
And then he meets that guy who does it sideways.
Yeah.
And they have a battle.
Yeah.
That was okay. So Chris doesn't recommend The Invisible.
Chris is tired. He just came off the night shift like 12 hours ago.
Poor Chris. Chris is tuckered out from Home Alone 2.
Not yet.
Rage.
Rage.
Death. Madness. Insanity.
What are you doing?
This is my song. Turn on my emo song.
That's not emo, though. That's like hip-hop.
Emo hip-hop. Like rap metal.
Okay.
Rage.
Rage.
Sadness.
Sadness.
Anger.
Anger.
Cutting my wrists.
Your wrists.
Rage.
Rage.
Super Mario.
Super Mario.
Not fun.
Not fun.
For emo.
For emo.
Kids.
Kids.
Like me.
Like you. That was good.
Okay.
Fart.
So up next. Fart. Okay.
Fart.
Do you.
Fart.
Last time we talked a lot about Power Rangers again because we had my Power Rangers toys lying around.
They were cool.
This is exactly what Derek predicted we'd be going. Last time we did such and such. Last time this. Last time that.
Chris is gonna play guitar.
Left-handed guitar.
I don't know how to play guitar. If it was like Guitar Hero, I'd probably shred it.
Yeah. Hey, you should have brought Guitar Hero. Yeah.
Chris wants to sleep.
If you haven't seen Chris's Guitar Hero and Guitar Freaks review, you should read it. It's pretty good.
It's informative.
Informative. I learned a lot, even though I already kind of knew about those games.
Zoom into Phil. Zoom in. Zoom in.
Yeah. I played it. I watched you play it at Palladium.
If I pluck it, then it might like get destroyed.
Nah, it's strong, man.
It's strong, man.
Yeah. Strong.
Even if you break it, I like never play it anyway.
I have a guitar like that. This part over here is broken.
Oh.
So
can you play like a piano, Phil?
You should do it. You could. So that you can see all
play
of us.
Play like a piano, Phil.
But where would it be that you can see all of us?
Alright, I'm gonna play a guitar like a piano.
It's on the side.
This looks cool. It's like artsy.
I'm going away from my mic, sorry.
This is such a horrible podcast.
No, this is amazing.
All right. Woo! So, last time the banter stuff we talked about doesn't really... It hasn't just come up here. So
Sullen
we're just...
and Patrick.
Sullen and Patrick.
SpongeBob
and Patrick.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. It's a Canadian guitar.
Garbage.
Ah! Canada.
All right. So, recently, what did we had come out?
Amazing, we already said this.
Amazing Guys 4 came out.
Wow. And anti-drug PSA.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last time too?
Derek didn't miss a beat with his Amazing Guys, even though it's been like 2 years.
Yeah. Yes. And then we said Phil should do the same for Domestic Dispute. And Domestic Dispute's coming back. Right.
Remember? You said that, maybe I could do that with Domestic.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, okay, it's coming.
We're just going to talk about what happened.
Next week, new Domestic Dispute episode. All right. Okay. Episodes 10, 11, 12.
Well, I have some real updates.
Oh, man.
I've written more music for Save Zombies. Derek previewed it last
Giorgio.
Time. What'd you think, Derek? Give me your honest opinion.
I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It smells like cheese, too.
My guitar smells like cheese.
Chris is off in his own world now.
I know. I think he's like delirious from sleep deprivation.
and doing this again is like deja vu for him. Yeah. It's just messing him up.
Just a little deja vu.
What's deja vu? The Bill Clinton movie.
I don't like Denzel. Who is that guy?
He's a black guy.
Denzel?
What has he done before?
Training Day?
Oh, he did Remember the Titans.
And Malcolm X?
Remember the Titans. Had
deja vu.
Had Ryan
and
Gosling,
yeah,
and the big guy from When It's Boy Meets World.
It's Boy Meets
Big
World.
Fat guy who played Frankie
Orlando
Sean
was there. The black
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom, the black version.
The other guy. He was originally in Mad TV.
You have my bow.
I'm
Orlando Bloom. I can grow funny mustaches. For Pirates of the Caribbean.
Elizabeth!
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 Remember when he was American in Elizabethtown?
I didn't watch that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, okay. You did.
And he's like...
And you loved it. You like romantic comedies with Orlando Bloom.
Such as Beauty and the Beast.
Ah. Starring Orlando Bloom as Beauty.
And
the candle. Oh, okay, yeah, I get where they got that now.
Oh, you're slow.
Too slow, Phil. Slow.
I love you too, man.
I thought you said you could never do that again.
Not for really. An extended period of time. You do it close enough.
Close enough.
We're talking about Trashimation, Beauty and the Beast, in case you're even slower than Phil.
Chris is tapping
tap,
the
tap,
mic.
Tap.
Tappa, tappa, tappa.
I don't think the video is going to turn out like anything worth watching.
It's just silhouettes.
It's just like,
ooh. Well, yeah, we won't release the whole video. We'll edit it up.
Okay.
Final Fantasy.
Edit it up.
What's your opinion of Final Fantasy IV?
I never finished it.
Okay.
But from what I've played, I've liked it.
Okay, I said okay.
Oh!
I said okay.
Cutting me off. I need to write a review. Which one? 3? No.
Why don't they release... How come... Okay, you know in
doing a remake of 5 like that,
you know in Nintendo 64, all the games had 64?
Uh-huh.
How come DS they, games don't just all they, call
they
like
kind,
DS?
They kind of do it with a... Lots of games have subtitles that start with a D and an S. Like Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow. And
that's dumb.
Well, that's what they do.
Should be like... Okay, is it like Mario Kart DS and
Mario
Super Mario
Kart.
DS?
Well, Mario Kart was just DS, right?
Was just called DS?
I think it was. What was it?
Hey guys, let's play DS. Let's
play, no, Mario Kart DS.
Ah!
Almost knocked over my tripod.
What about Super Mario, the new one? Oh yeah, the new Super Mario.
Not all of them are doing the whole Whatever. DS thing, just some of them.
Because remember like Blast Corps 64?
Yay.
Clay Fighter 64.
Clay Fighter 64, Blast Corps 64. What are they called? 64?
Blast Corps, whatever. Super Mario 64,
GoldenEye 64,
Perfect Dark 64,
Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, well, the same
Metroid.
Thing.
Metroid.
No, there's no Metroid.
There's no Metroid. Smash
Bros. Super Smash Bros. 64. 64. Yeah.
Oh, another movie I saw. Rocky 5.
Oh!
Yesterday.
Rocky loses, just so everyone
knows. Oh, you see. Oh.
By 1 point.
Wait, in Rocky 5?
Ooh.
Wait, well, I never saw it yet. Okay, now you spoil it. I'm Tommy the Machine Gun. Where's my money, Rocky?
Yeah, N64. The Fun Machine.
Remember when it
was... That was the slogan for a while.
What was it called before what? N64?
Ultra 64.
Ultra 64. And then the Wii was like...
The Dolphin.
And the Revolution.
No, wasn't GameCube the Dolphin?
Oh, yeah.
Dolphin. Oh, right, right.
Yeah, GameCube one of the
Dolphin.
See, I skipped over Cube.
Because everyone forgot about Cube.
Yeah, even though that's what Phil has. Cube. He skipped 64.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have skipped 64.
Skip
well,
the
see,
Wii,
I went, no, see, look, I went NES, I skipped Game Boy, got
that's
Super
not really a
Nintendo,
console.
Whatever. Then I got Super Nintendo.
You skipped Virtual Boy.
I skipped Virtual Boy. I skipped Game Boy Pocket. I got Game Boy Color.
Yep.
I skipped N64. Got the Cube.
Got a
GBA. Yeah, I got a GBA from Derek. And then he got his SP. And that's it. I skipped Nintendo DS.
Yep.
DS
and then I got a Cube.
Phil's
when
done.
Did DS come out?
Long time.
A couple of years ago, a few years ago.
Oh, okay, so I got the Cube. Well, I got the Cube really late.
Yeah.
So I got it when they bundled it with whatever.
Bundle up, kids. It's cold
coming.
Outside. Winter's coming.
So, Tommy Gunn,
Tommy
Rocky
Gunn,
5,
Chris is asleep.
pretty much all the movies we've seen recently, we don't really recommend.
Boo.
Except, I mean, you kind of have to see Grindhouse and Spider-Man 3 just because. Not that we didn't really hate them.
I
liked Grindhouse.
Well, okay, in terms of Spider-Man, we didn't really hate Spider-Man, but...
It's not great. Too much dancing.
Too much boanging.
Boang, boang.
Boanging. That's for you,
boang,
Justin.
Boang.
You should have been here.
But he didn't shoot beams out of
Wish
his...
you were here.
Yeah.
Do-do-do.
Do-do.
Those do-do.
Do-do-do.
Oh.
I wish
How I wish you were here. Do 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 do. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Year after year. Running over the same old ground. Have we found?
All right, so let's talk about can updates.
We have to do a theme, different theme song for can updates.
Can updates.
No, we should get more structure in our podcast.
Yeah,
like section,
can email
banter section.
But you can't like force banter.
All right, guys, it's time for banter.
Banter needs to be natural.
All right. Oh, we did some Batman. We did some more filming for Batman Episode 2.
Correct.
Me and Derek filmed on.
No, this is new.
Did even more filming.
This was the other day. We did start
Friday,
filming.
Thursday or Friday we did it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a really short scene involving the big boss. Oh, yeah, and the MySpace page we created.
Yeah.
We created a.
It's too late. We can't be a friend anymore.
They don't know that, Chris.
We talked about it.
Just, you gotta think fourth dimensionally.
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
I'm all shook up. I don't know. It's a fly.
Yeah, so we created a MySpace page for the Batman episode. If you want to go to it, myspace.com/BatmanWYIM.
What's yours is mine.
Batman, what's yours is mine.
Did I take off this tag?
Bringing it down with Houdini. Yeah.
Bailey bit up the eye.
Australia.
Can you see? Can you look at the eye where it's like damaged.
Going with the data.
Bit it up.
Star Trek: The Next Generation.
I don't like Star Trek.
I'm going to Rigel 4. Rigel 4. Data.
Yes, Captain. Geordi. What is Geordi's sound? He's black.
Yo,
Geordi.
Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, reading Rainbow.
Yo.
Worf was black.
Worf. Worf voice. Captain. I'm Worf. I'm fat.
He's not fat.
I know.
It's muscly.
I'm black. But I'm a Klingon. I don't get it. Ah!
So, look out for more Batman 2 filming coming soon right at you in your face.
Star Trek fan film series starting next week.
Bring it to your home.
Phil's
snail
the card.
Mail in your mailbox. Open it
Chris
up tomorrow
is Worf.
Morning. Say hi to the mail
Alex
person.
Alex is Deanna Troi.
Bringing it right at you, Deanna. Speaking of Troi.
Eric is Dr. Crusher.
What? I saw Batman and Robin today.
It was bad.
I saw the birth of Poison Ivy.
Chill.
And the guy, the doctor who like tries to kill her, he's Lionel Luthor in Smallville.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, Lionel Luthor. And he's so different. He was crazy and wacky. All right, so what's going on with Trashmation, Derek? Ew. Derek, what's going on with Trashmation?
What's going on in Trashmation Town? We got. We already talked about this film.
See, Derek.
Subculture.
Derek promised three Trashmations.
No, not three Trashmations. Three projects.
We're subcultured four.
Three film projects.
Subcultured
four.
And now it is the middle.
We're subcultured four. I want my subculture.
It's March.
I want to hear myself. I want to hear myself as Keith.
Chaos. Order. Everybody.
Not even subcultured.
Guys, settle down. Guys, settle down.
Derek, how many minutes is 767 seconds?
I don't know. Divide that by 6.
Oh, gosh.
6 into 70. It keeps changing. How do we do it?
Not good at math.
If you click on it, does the time change?
I don't know.
Nope.
Right click. There's probably a button or something.
I'm scared of crashing it now.
All right, don't press anything. I'm sorry. All right, so should we just get to... We don't really have much else to talk about now.
Subculture 4 is coming hopefully this month. I won't promise anything because my promises never... I always break them.
Yeah, don't... If you're a girl and you're ever going to go out with Derek, don't... I mean, don't listen to anything he says because he breaks all his promises. I'm going to take you to see Spider-Man 4.
4?
Well, there's no Spider-Man 4. There's... You're going to be home alone.
I'm
scared.
Sorry, baby.
Phone's going to ring. It's going to be your mother. She's going to say, hey, I thought you were going to Spider-Man 4.
with that nice boy, Derek. Then she'll say, no, Mom. Derek lied. Derek didn't keep his promise.
Oh.
Then she'll come running to me. I'll say, yeah. I got you, Spider-Man 4, right here.
Oh, my.
Derek, Phil likes to steal other people's girlfriends.
Yeah. He has a history of it.
And then he breaks up with a
like woman. Mary Jane. He stole Mary Jane from Peter.
And Emma Watson.
Then he became Green Goblin.
Emma Watson. That's her.
Emma
Watson. That's her aunt. Ew.
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 Kate.
Hey.
Is it a hotel?
Hey. Chris, do your best Keith impression, and I will too. Let's both try it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's the impression you're supposed to do?
Zach
Keith.
Maynard.
Keith? Chris, do your... Zach Maynard. Oh.
Patrice Charles.
Who's Zach Maynard?
Zach Maynard. Rage
Against
the Machine.
Oh.
I don't know. I only know Tom Morello.
Zach Maynard's the rapper.
The guy with the dreadlocks.
I thought it was De La Rocha or something.
De La Rocha. Who am I thinking of?
Maynard is the guy from Tool.
Maynard, yeah,
James Keenan,
yeah.
Ivory Wayans. Whatever his name is.
Al Pacino.
Anyway. Marlon Brando. You didn't get to Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah. Marlon Brando and me.
Me, you, and my dog Blue.
Phil, do your best Charlie impression. I'll do my best Keith impression.
Okay, give me a line to say. Give me a line to say.
Okay, you say, we could be nose brothers.
All right, this is Phil doing Charlie from
Subcultured.
Phil imitating Charlie from Subcultured, Derek's Trashmation original series. What's my line? We can be nose brothers?
We could be nose brothers.
We can be nose brothers!
Yeah!
Oh man, look at that clipping.
I know.
Alright, go.
What's
Derek doing Keith?
The hotel
no,
act? Derek, I can't do...
Derek is doing Keith saying, this isn't a hotel, or whatever the line is.
What was it again? I thought we offered him a job here.
Keith. I thought we offered him a job here, not a hotel. Not a hotel. I'll give him a job here. Not a hotel.
Nose brothers.
Hotel.
Nose brothers.
Every time we record Subcultured, I really like the hotel line is the perfect Keith line where the delivery is great. So I always ask to hear that one as a reference.
And then every line he records,
hotel.
Almost, he has to
hotel.
Stop and say,
hotel.
Keith, hotel.
Gonna be in a hotel. Keith. He's so angry.
Hey, Derek's not letting me build my Keith character. I always want Keith to be angry. Derek's like, no, man, say it like this. I say, no. You should say it angry.
Because sometimes you say
fast
it
angry.
So fast that you can't understand what you're saying.
That's the
like,
point. If you were friends with Keith, you wouldn't get what he says.
True. You're like, hey, Derek, you want to go see a movie?
Yeah.
We're gonna do podcast number 10. We gotta do again. Oh, man.
That's Keith.
All right.
So if I ever went the Michael Jackson way and turned black.
What?
I mean, reverse Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
I
would, reverse Michael Jackson.
See, when he turned white, he created this whole crazy, scary guy. When I turn black, I'll just be Keith.
Cool.
Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah. Chris, you gotta speak up.
Shh.
He's sleepy.
I hear the ice cream man.
Do do do
da 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 da.
Ice cream.
Kids wanna lick my ice cream.
Ew. You should have added cone. That would have made it worse.
You want the special surprise?
Dipped cone.
Any other canned things going on? I mean.
What happened to Cell Phone Haters Anonymous, Phil?
I still want to do it. I'm just trying to find the right time to do it. I mean, okay, I can do it any time. So, yeah, I'll probably ask Jason soon. Jason, who played
Stabby
in the first Batman episode, Riddler's Thugs. I'm going to ask him to star in it with Derek. And, yeah. In the forum, I asked who wants to be one of the thugs. Like,
and
later
Jude
in
says something about Celine Dion.
Yeah, so, like, I need... What's that noise?
Someone's mowing, weeding or something.
Sounds like they're whacking someone.
Jude's so far away.
Yeah, so,
so
whoever is
far
real, Chris, you can
away.
Be one of the thugs. Get to beat on Derek.
I don't want to do that.
Thanks, Chris.
Good
gets a beat on
See, Chris is a good friend. He doesn't want to beat me up.
I want to beat up Derek. I've known Derek for too long.
Yeah, he used to bully him, remember?
Yeah. He used to steal my lunch money, even though we didn't have a cafeteria. He just took my money. Chris is sleepy. Chris wants to sleep. It's like that, that one of the last podcasts where I was sleepy and I said almost nothing.
Yeah, that was our New Year's special.
Lost New Year's special podcast.
My New Year's special podcast. I get it.
I don't get it.
You said lost.
And then Chris is lost on the forum. His name is
Lost.
Yeah.
Feels slow.
I guess I'm tired too.
I'm feeling good.
I feel good.
It's good.
It's good.
Baking is good.
Baking is good.
Amazing Guys 4 just came out last month. We already passed this topic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll just mention this again. The drug video came out. It's anti-drug video, okay? So if you know any kids, show it to them. Show them what drugs can do to you.
You'll get beat up by... Bizarro Phil.
Bizarro Phil.
Who Randimo said was gay.
Yeah. So we're not going to explain who Bizarro Phil is now and again.
He's an acquaintance. Or a friend. Do you consider him a friend?
No.
He's more of an acquaintance.
No.
Even in high school, I didn't really think of him as a friend. He's just someone I knew.
Yeah.
I never, like,
he showed me his sketchbook once.
Yeah.
That's a friend thing.
I saw him on the bus a few times, and I talked to him there. And there was only one time he actually like asked me to hang out.
Oh.
And then for some reason, like, we had to meet at the school because I don't know. I think his parents didn't want him to hang out with people, so he's like, I have to. I told them that I'm going to school to study with a friend or something. So it has to be partly true. So we're at least going to go to the school. So, okay. Then we, like, walked around and did nothing, and then he went home.
Wasn't he with you the day you came to film Hanban?
Yeah, that was one of the days I ran into him on the bus, because I came right after school.
And, you know, I almost asked him. I asked him to be the voice of Hanban, but he shied away. He's like, no, it's okay.
We asked him to, like, goodbye. Stick around and he can be in the movie if we can find something for him to do, and he just left.
He just ran away.
Oh, come on, Chris, we're talking about new stuff, Chris.
Not before trying to play Pirates of the Caribbean on the piano.
That was hilarious. Chris, you should have been there.
Chris, you should be everywhere. Let's talk about Chris behind his back now that he's sleeping.
Hey, hey. Turn around. Yeah, if he turns around, he can't hear us.
Exactly. Man, Chris is so cool.
All right, you want to do canned emails?
Okay.
We're going to try to make this a short podcast,
because
I mean, too much of us isn't good for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
too much.
It's just too much goodness, you know?
Good.
You know, too much of one good thing isn't good.
Much.
Did anyone watch that movie that was directed by that guy who did Deep Impact? No, not Deep Impact. The one with Bruce Willis.
Armageddon?
No.
Yeah, that was Armageddon.
No.
Armageddon?
Fifth Element.
Oh.
The Children of...
Children of Men?
No.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
The small like kid. It's like an English kid. And then he gets small and he's 3D. The Legend of... Beggar Vance.
That was the golf
That's
movie.
Will Smith.
Okay, maybe you can turn off the camera for now. I mean...
I think so.
What?
And then he gets small and he's all...
Derek, Google it. He's all elves?
Okay, I will Google
like
it.
There's little elves.
Let's
go for the director who did Fifth Element.
Bruce Willis, small like elf.
No!
I can't find it.
Search Fifth Element.
Director.
Is Fifth Element that sci-fi movie?
With Mila Jovovich?
Hey, she was in Resident Evil.
Isn't she in there?
Evil.
Yes, yeah, she's the
fifth Zero.
Film.
Okay.
What is the fifth film?
Click on the director.
Directed by Luc Besson.
Yeah.
Luc Besson.
He did a bunch of French movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
The most recent one.
The most recent one is... Oops, I'm going backwards. Most recent one is Arthur et la Guerre des Démons.
Yeah, Arthur and the Littles or something.
Oh,
is it an animated movie?
Yeah.
Arthur
he becomes like
he has like all these Arthur movies. Arthur et la guerre des démons.
Yeah,
Arthur et la vengeance de Malthazar.
Yeah,
I was confusing when I saw that the trailers and stuff. I was confusing that with the one when the kid joins the ants and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know what movie you're talking about now.
Yeah, me too. I haven't seen
it
though.
Yeah,
You have nothing to say about it?
Obviously, we haven't seen it. We don't know what you're talking about. Oh, is it good?
Oh, I haven't seen it either.
Oh, do you want to see it? Do you want to see it?
Arthur and the Invisibles?
Arthur.
I don't know.
Arthur.
Arthur.
Welcome to Arthonomics.
All right. Can emails. Derek, bring on the can.
Phil, what instrument do you like?
I like accordion.
Yeah.
Wait, updated can email song. Derek, go back to it. Alright, I guess we're not going to release the video now because we turned it off. It's kind of waste. Wait, a waste.
Yeah, it was just basically a waste.
We could put it like on the bed and have it look down at us.
Too late now. Podcasts are already like half over.
Alright.
Or almost all over.
This first email comes from Kim O.
Oh, forgive us if our responses aren't spontaneous because we already answered these.
Yeah, so we're just all, instead of like being
Kim O.
Lord of the Rings lady.
Lord of the Rings lady on the forums. Yeah, so we already answered these before.
We'll answer them again.
We're just going to answer honestly this time.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because we lied about all our answers last time. Yeah, so Jim O says, okay, you guys better read these first since you lost my first set of questions.
Sorry about that.
Last podcast 9, we didn't get our email for some reason.
You.
Oh my god, the frog's inside
out. No! Chris is playing with a frog.
A real frog.
Kermit.
Making it inside out.
Don't do Toad.
Why?
Because
I don't like that episode.
It makes you like.
I don't like Family
lightning.
Guy. Anyway,
I haven't watched Family Guy in a long time.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Anyway, email
number
Can
one.
You have monsters from Power Rangers?
That's true. I mean, yeah, those Power Ranger monsters are horrible. Like, remember the one with the pachinko machine?
Oh yeah.
Okay, the episode is called Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun. Lord Zedd puts a spell on Rocky, and so he only wants to have fun. And Billy's like, hey, Rocky, maybe we should get back to our studying. And Rocky's like, no way! I just want to have fun! Yeah. Bad acting all around. Did you know they hired Tommy based on his martial arts skills, and they said they would work on his acting?
Wow.
Which is why he's always like, hey, guys. Yeah. I love that. I'll help you. So great. I'm so happy. And he's always whispery like that, too.
Sweet.
All right, number one, bringing down the can emails. Bring it to you live and uncut. Doing it again.
Raw, raw, raw.
One more time. One more time.
One more time.
All right, number...
Yo, yo, yo.
Number one from Kim O. What is...
Lord of the Rings lady.
Oh, thank you, Kim O, for buying a leggy t-shirt.
Yes.
Recently. I just got the email that it was shipped a couple days ago, I think, so you should get it within maybe a week or so.
Thank you.
So let us know when you get it. Take a picture of the shirt. Like, see what it's like. You don't have to be wearing it. We don't want to see you.
Phil always manages to sneak in an insult when talking to everybody.
Like, do like what Justin did. He didn't wear his shirt because, I mean, we know what Justin looks like.
No, we don't.
Yeah, he's in all the Bushy movies.
Oh, yeah, and he's on Wii. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just playing Wii.
Hey, Justin, Phil, you look like my friend Colin.
Phil used your Mii to play WarioWare. Thanks
now,
for
I'm
sending
Justin.
The Mii to me. And he's you now. Anyway,
okay,
first question.
Number one. What is your all-time favorite nerd fandom?
I said Stargate.
Last time we agreed that sentence didn't make sense.
We did.
What is your favorite nerd fandom? You tell me if that makes sense.
Anyway.
Your fandom if you're a nerd.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's like your...
I said Stargate. Phil said Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Chris said Pokemon.
Yeah.
Chris, you gotta choose a star one.
Battlestar Galactica.
Star Fox.
Yay.
What's Star Monster?
Sounds like a bootleg Star Wars toy or something. Space Ranger.
Number two, how is Charlie going to die in Lost? We don't like Lost.
Chris said cancer.
Cancer.
Bears, dragons.
Bears and dragons.
There's dragons and bears and polar bears on Lost. That's
really?
Right. That's what makes Lost so awesome. In an island in the summer, There are polar bears.
Yeah, I heard yes. Lost as it yes. went along. It just and got dragons. Really weird and weird. So I remember when Lost first started, and they were just it was pretty much like Survivor but scripted.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, "Oh man, there's some dinosaur on the island," and now there's all this weird junk going on.
Polar bears on an island.
Yeah, should they be dead? Summer. All right, number three. What's your favorite book and why? Derek.
Children of
Harun. Children of
Harun. Book of Job.
No, I thought you said we were going to answer seriously.
Derek likes the Book of Matthew.
I think
Chris,
I picked a...
Chris, what's your favorite book?
I, in all honesty, like The Legend of Dragoon Walker.
Yeah. Legend of Dragoon Walker. I remember that game. Legend of Dragoon
Walker.
Is it exciting? I mean, do you feel like you're transported to that world when you're reading it?
Sometimes. Especially when I read it, I'm going ahead of myself.
Cool. Sounds like you wet your pants. Then I spoil myself. My favorite book is trilogy is Dark Materials by Philip Pullman, because it's just awesome. They're making a movie of the first book coming out this December. Go to your movie theater, wait in line right now. First in line for the Invincibles, in whatever they call them.
Same with Legend of Dragoon Walkthrough.
First in line for Legend of Dragoon Walkthrough. Making a movie of the walkthrough. They'll get the guy who narrated The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
Was Steven...
Steven... whatever.
English guy.
Steven.
He was in V for Vendetta. He was
Hugo Weaving.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I picked The Threepenny Opera. It's a play.
Threepenny... Derek likes plays over books.
I don't really read books, honestly. Sorry.
Hear that?
I sound stupid now.
Semi sort of English major guy. Hey, you said on the forums you might change from professional writing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
And why? You have one more year left. Just graduate.
I know I didn't do the classes this year because I dropped them.
Oh.
So technically,
so you just wasted
technically
a year?
No, I did other classes, but technically this year I wasn't working for my major.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
Music.
No, I have no musical talent.
Do go to film study. Show them you got good stuff now.
No.
Show them Hanban. No, put together a short reel of your animation, your voice work, show your editing skills, your directorial
that awesome
skills.
Commercial Cody made. That awesome
I never watched that.
That awesome.
What
commercial.
Is that? What?
That was advertising the can of nothing.
Yeah.
That
did you see
only
it?
I didn't
Derek
see it.
Stuff.
I didn't
and,
see
no,
it.
No, but the thing. No, it's not just that. The thing is, okay, not to like bash your work or anything, but it, I mean, it's just kind of strange how. It was just kind of strange how it was like 2 minutes of one movie and then 2 minutes of another movie, and it wasn't. Here's some advice from seasoned filmmakers like ourselves. Okay, we've been doing this since, what, 2003?
Yep, full 4 years.
Domestic dispute. Yeah, man, you got to use that editing prowess.
Use lots of transitions.
Lots of transitions, lots of title screens.
Rolling credits are very impressive.
All right. Next question.
So that was Cody saying that, trying to imitate.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Yeah.
Just go on.
I appreciate the. We appreciate the thought.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that. I thought it was pretty cool.
It was just Derek's work.
Yeah,
we should be more even.
Put some domestic dispute in there. That's what. it doesn't matter that it's
tool
mine.
Time, okay?
Oh,
tool time.
I still don't get why you took real tool time away and put it in. Believe me, because that's a great movie.
Okay, maybe I'll promote it again.
Shouldn't
we'll see.
Should that be in Toy Box?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, maybe I'll stick it in there later.
Yes, okay.
And Angelic Lair.
Oh, no, I think that belongs in Oblivion Bin.
Yeah, me too.
No, I mean, Cody advertised Angelic Lair.
He did?
Oh, really?
No,
oh.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah, Cody advertise our Angelic Lair dub.
Don't.
Muscle Man's. It's in Oblivion Bin. Go look for it.
Muscle Man's. Authentic translation.
All right, we got to finish this first email.
Okay.
We got like 8 of them now.
See, spontaneous banter.
I guess we should just start with emails. See where it goes.
The best part of this is the emails, right?
Yeah.
So then we might as well keep it at the end to like keep everyone happy.
But you're the one who gets disgruntled with like the rest of this podcast. Like, oh, we already did that.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
I'm going to
close my eyes and face the window.
Like, have a completely new one next month. Then,
yeah, but we will.
Okay.
And we'll be here in Derek's room again just in case.
His lips are all crusty.
Yeah, I know.
Ew.
His Bailey bit them up. My dog bit them.
Number
bit
four.
Up my puppet.
Have you ever spun the leak? If so, what?
We didn't understand this question, so yeah. Move on.
Oh, we should have asked her in the meantime, in our off time. Anyway, next question.
Will there be any more Trashmation Live?
I said not likely.
Little Mermaid.
Not likely.
Because.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, we asked Derek. Well, this is so weird. We asked Derek this. We did this. And, okay. Which one would you like to do
if
you
and had I to did I say Little Mermaid?
Yeah, I said Little Mermaid.
Chris said Little Mermaid. I said yeah.
Part of Disney world. Because
I like the Disney movies. Spoofing Disney movies.
You should do Lion King.
I want to go where the people
Lion
are.
Lion King remake.
I want to see them dancing. What? Lion King remake? How would I remake it?
Already, you should make a remake.
It would be like the same thing.
do it with your tablet on your computer.
Yeah. But I can't. Well, I don't know.
A flash.
and then get one of those programs that records everything you do on your monitor. Mm. So then you just record it that way.
I don't know.
I would watch that.
Not likely, but I guess you never know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I'll be happy with that.
Whatever.
I'm forcing him to do more Pokemon. Because he's grown from Pokemon.
Pokemon's done. Pokemon maybe. 3 coming out next week.
Phil said it.
Phil said it.
I didn't say
it. He's doing
it.
What didn't you say?
That Pokemon 3 next week.
Phil said it.
Man, you are so tricky, Chris.
By the way,
so sneaky.
Phil's actually doing another Trashimation. He's gonna be drawing Just Words.
Oh yeah.
Questers.
Which is a project he's written.
Oh, Questers is Derek's.
Questers.
I'm doing the music for
Questers.
Questers. Cerebro Questers.
Yeah, I'm doing one called Just Words. I wrote this a long time ago.
It's
and Derek,
about a hippo and a
hippo and a mouse.
A hippo and a mouse just kind of.
Oh, don't get into the description again. Just talking. Yeah.
Talk. Last time he was talking about.
Think
we were telling what was going on in it, and then he just told the story.
Well, Chris asked me like, "What's it about?" And I don't really know how to explain it without telling you what the movie is. Like,
okay,
tell
well,
you everything they say because it's kind of weird.
So when's that coming, Phil?
Think like weird. Imagine if Tarantino and Kevin Smith had a kid, and this kid tried to make movies, and it was just like dialogue.
Are you saying that
you're the next Tarantino slash?
No, I'm the love child of Tarantino and Kevin Smith.
So are you saying you inherited their abilities and stuff?
Yeah, minus like everything that's pretty much good about them.
I see.
This is like adapting their style, but poorly.
Okay.
How long is this supposed to be?
Just words?
Minute and a half?
Maybe like 2 minutes or
something. That's too short for a
Tarantino. And when's it coming?
Not anytime soon.
Okay.
Because, I want to focus on Batman, finish up my music for Save the Zombies.
People said on YouTube that Batman was too long.
Oh.
I know, and, I mean...
No, it's good.
I want it to be long.
Yeah.
It's good to do long things sometimes.
I like the experience of doing something long.
It's fun.
We get to kind of draw
this out.
It's
really epic.
And... Yeah.
Next question.
Next email, actually.
Oh, next email.
This one's from Randy
Mochica.
Who's Randy Mochica?
You know who.
Why don't we know her real name?
I don't know. What is your real name?
Isn't it Emily
email
or something?
Us with your real name.
That's Arcad email for you, Randy Mo. Your real name is Randy Mo.
Then we're sorry. We don't mean to insult you.
All right, next. I mean, question.
Her question.
Number one, what is your biggest fear?
I pick
Chinese people.
So Chris is like crapping his pants right now.
He's spoiling himself. He's spoiling himself.
Because they can all jump at one time and then the earth will
jump. Oh, okay, so you're not afraid of me.
Afraid of Chinese people in China? Who are ready to jump? We can kill everyone.
You and Derek are going to be the masterminds behind the big China jump. Big China jump 2007. Look out for it. It's August 31st, Friday, August 31st. Exactly.
All right. I pick giant bugs.
Giant bugs.
And Phil, what'd you pick?
Americans.
Really? Is that what you said?
Afraid of Americans.
I'm afraid of Americans. You guys know
two.
That song? I guess
not. Who scares you the most? Michael Bay.
Oh, I didn't pick anyone for this. Michael Jackson.
I'm afraid of...
Okay, I'll stick with that. Michael J. Fox for Chris. All right, let's move on.
Okay, yeah.
And Back to the Future. That scene where he was just in his underwear. Yeah. Oh,
did you see that thing a long time ago? Where
that's
the
inconsiderate.
The guy was like ragging on Michael J. Fox for being all fishy and stuff. And he was like... Michael J. Fox does like little spots and stuff to get people interested in Parkinson's and donating money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I forget his name.
Bill F. Seymour Hoffman.
No. But he's like, he was like...
In Capote?
He's like getting mad at Michael J. Fox. He's like, oh, he's just playing it up to the crowd and he's intentionally making his twitches really bad to make them feel sorry for him. And it causes a huge thing, and CNN is all over it. And stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll edit that out. If a big block of Gouda cheese suddenly attacked your forehead, what would your line of defense be?
I said eat it.
I said Men in Black.
Yeah.
Does your geekiness plan to sell the can ever?
He said no.
Nope. Not ever.
Once got an offer to buy the domain.
When I'm going to put in my will that the can goes... The can will be, whatever.
Nice, Phil, nice.
I guess it wouldn't matter. I'll be dead.
I'll still be alive.
Sure.
Because I'm going to outlive you.
You're going before... Hey, put down my flash.
Yeah, Phil smokes too much.
Yeah, Phil smokes and drinks and...
I smoke everything I see.
And he jumps from roof to roof. One day he's going to fall.
Remember when Max used to jump roofs?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that? The videos he made?
Yeah.
Jump around! Jump around!
Oh, man, that's dangerous.
Oh, sorry.
We don't...
Caution, man. Caution, man. Anyway. Jump up and get down! Going through these. Snap.
Good. I would have to kill you. The canola. Very soprano song.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
That's that thing.
We don't care. Number six. Okay. What is Chris majoring in?
Arthronomics.
Chris is majoring in Arthronomics. It's funny how that actually sounds like a subject.
Welcome to Arthronomics.
I'm doing my master's in Arthronomics.
Hey, you know Skull from Power Rangers?
Mm-hmm.
He has a master's in English. Wow. He's going for a PhD.
Cool. Is he the fat one?
Oh, he's the skinny one.
Oh, I guess I should have guessed by Bulk. Bulk should be the fat one.
I like his name. Farkas Bulkmeier. Anyway.
Is that German?
I think so.
My name is Venus.
Venus de Milo.
Venus de Milo.
Number
Venus de Milo.
Do you drink tequila or margaritas?
No.
Nope. Are you or anyone you know colorblind?
No. Nope.
Madame Habib. Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know him, though.
I do.
I don't even know Madame Habib. What am I talking about?
You don't know her?
Once I saw her at the barber's place, she was with her husband. Oh. It was kind of weird, because I was like 8 or something, and I was just sitting there in front of her.
And that's our French teacher. Like,
should I say something? And then I left.
Remember how she used to say probably instead of probably? Like, that is probably how it is done. What?
She was Egyptian.
Egyptian?
Yeah. Habib.
Habib.
She was cool.
Remember when we found out there's like two Pirelli's? Oh, like, oh man, what's going on?
I looked up Pirelli and it looks like I couldn't find anything about him. Maybe that's only for our school system.
I think they just named him that.
Pirelli was a French puppet.
He had a song.
For our French class.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That was his song.
You just sang it.
Pirelli.
I thought that was like something we made up.
No, that was his song. Anyway.
That was like years ago. I dare you to dial. No, we're not dialing these numbers. Did you know your prime minister doesn't know the Canadian national anthem?
Yes, he does.
You try to sing it. How do you know, though? Is it on Wikipedia?
He has to know. It's part of his
Please open
job.
With Werewolves in London and close with Cocaine by Eric.
We already opened with Power Rangers. Sorry.
If you want to hear Eric Clapton, you can just go to his house.
Just ring the doorbell. Say, hi, I want to hear you.
Tears in heaven. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
See, we were supposed to sing.
That was beautiful, Chris. I mean, Phil.
But then we end up singing.
Oh, can't
sing it.
Done.
All right, next email. Oh, man, this is really being
Stand on guard for thee, the end. What?
Robin S.
Robin S.
Hey, Robin S. Hey. Okay, let me read the email. This is Shoot Sun from forums with some questions.
You still don't know? She's on the forum.
Robin,
the one that drew the pictures?
No.
Robin spells your name
you
with a Y.
You said that last time, too.
Robin, why do you spell your name with a Y?
Because it's hip.
Is that like the girl way?
She probably didn't choose.
I mean, like, Robin Williams is with an I.
I don't know. I think it could be either way.
It's Robin. Just,
like,
Robin.
Sometimes Philip is with the F.
That's Polish, though.
Yeah, so maybe...
That's European.
Maybe this is the Polish spelling of Robin.
I'm Jamaican.
Jamaica.
Me crazy.
Me crazy.
No, Jamaican me crazy.
Jamaican. All right. Number one.
I thought I did this to you.
No.
Ah! I wish we had the dragon dagger right now. I kind of miss it. Last time my Power Ranger toys were everywhere and Chris and Derek kept playing the Dragon Zord song. Anyway. Who is the better Batman out of Michael Keaton and Christian Bale, and why?
Dominic Moore.
Who's Dominic Moore?
I don't know.
Adam West.
He was a hockey player who got hurt by Todd Bertuzzi because he fell.
Oh, yeah. Was it Dominic Moore or Steve Moore?
Dominic Moore is his brother. He plays in the
Iron. Okay.
I don't watch sports.
Anyway, Michael Keaton. Michael
Keaton. Seymour Hoffman.
He would be an awesome Batman.
Isn't he kind of out of shape for that, though?
Yeah.
That's why he'd be awesome.
Exactly.
Alfred's probably in more better shape.
You just yell at Tom Cruise for half an hour.
Yeah. Tom Cruise as the Riddler. How do you feel about ankle socks?
I didn't like them, I think.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I think they're kind of useless. If you're gonna wear socks, I mean...
Wear the full socks.
Wear the knee highs or
pull
tights.
Pull them up, man. They're supposed to keep you warm.
Pantyhose.
What do you want to show off your ankle for?
Yeah. Unless you have sexy ankles.
I mean, okay, if you want to show off your ankles, just don't wear socks.
Wear those, like, sandals.
wear sandals with socks.
Or those fancy high-heel shoes.
Do you like pumps?
Didn't we talk about this? I don't like either. I think they both look stupid.
Platforms.
I'm a sandal person. Loafers.
What? What is your favorite character that's been made into a Pez dispenser?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Phil, I wouldn't eat Pez. I said Chewbacca.
Oh, right.
Chris says Derek.
I haven't been.
I think
okay.
When we become
buy a Harry Potter
here,
one.
You will see Pez dispensers, Canon Nothing Pez dispensers coming to your Canon Nothing store 2009. Right in your face. Order it online. Come out of your mailbox.
Cut a knife.
Maybe you'll have some.
Open it up. Maybe you'll have some bubble wrap.
Pop your
have some popcorn.
Take that out.
Throw it out. The Pez dispenser.
Shopper's
drug. My
Pez.
Open up
Charlie's head.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Number whatever. Who would win in a fight between Courtney Love and Britney Spears?
Courtney Love.
Susan and Moore.
Susan and Moore.
So you keep bringing in these people who aren't even Moore. In the question.
And they're all like Moore.
I know. Do me more. Courtney Love would win. She's insane. More insane than Britney Spears.
Who?
Kurt Cobain's wife, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
Susie Ann Moore.
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
He would beat up both of them.
Wasn't there a documentary made about like how Michael Moore has all his facts wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to know.
Do you have any idea why Trashimation is so popular?
What did we say? Those people like cartoons?
They relate more to cartoons than they do.
So then why does everyone like Lost? And how come everyone watches Lost in 24 and
those people like live action
CSI
stuff
too. And
when it comes to comedy,
Supernatural and Smallville,
comedy on the internet, people like animated stuff.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel and that new show that.
When
Angel
it comes to serious
in.
Stuff, most people like live action.
Oh, I like Heroes. Okay,
that's how it goes. But people only like Pokemon. That's it.
Subculture what 3 has like 6 views on it.
Yeah, people generally don't seem to like Subculture 3 as much.
I like Subculture.
In general, people don't really watch the original series.
People's responses to our stuff is kind of weird. Subculture 3, too short. Batman, too long.
Everything has to be like 7 to 10 minutes.
I know. What gives, man?
What?
So like, it has to be within YouTube limitations.
Average attention span of the YouTube viewer.
That's why we hate you all.
Phil's joking.
Now go to MySpace.
MySpace video.
Will there be Save the Zombie shirts someday? I would probably like it if people like the movie.
Doubtful.
But, I mean, it doesn't seem like a big thing anyways.
It's not a big thing.
Yeah, I really want subcultured shirts.
Wait, you have to wait for the Cody question to say that.
Oh. Yeah, I remember we brought it up last time, but...
Because
I figured that was the same way Chris just yells subculture.
I smell barbecue.
I can't smell anything.
I smell barbecue.
Yum.
Just to compliment here, guys, Can Nothing has cheered me up on days that just suck
blah,
out
blah,
loud.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thanks,
Chris.
And good luck finishing blah, blah, blah. All of your projects.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
You know what? Keep your problems to yourself. I'm just kidding. We like that. We could help. It could help you not do suicide, whatever. Whatever it is you kids do.
Crazy kids.
Suicide, cancer.
Don't kill yourselves. Don't.
Maybe we should make a suicide PSA.
Yeah, we're doing all kinds of PSAs.
You know who would go good with that, Jude, since he was the emo kid?
We already kind of did that then with Godrilla.
Okay.
That was a religious...
Yeah, but it was more about God than it was about Rilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God was more about God than it was about Rilla?
Because Rillas kill people.
Yeah.
What are Rillas?
Gorilla.
God.
Godrilla? Godrilla? Am I saying it right?
Godrilla? Godrilla? Alright, next email comes from Randy.
Mo Chica.
Okay, this is the one. This is for Cody. Smelling too much barbecue, Derek?
Oops.
Are you going to sell subcultured stuff?
And we said maybe.
Yeah, we'd like to.
You know, your opening, the two faces of Keith and Charlie?
Yeah.
I like that on a little logo. Like, you think it's on the hat, really.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Or the star one that you made?
Oh, oh, right, right.
I want one with Chang and Chang Jr.
Yeah, you already know the other.
Chang. Chang.
Or just like a group shot, Chang, the Changs and
Chang.
And Charlie and
Princess. Can't have David Blaine
involved. No,
no, can't have that.
Can't sell his face. Or Stan Lee's face.
Aw. Oh. Can have the grandma.
I like her head. She's like a potato.
Double bad.
Double bad. That was a fun voice. Use this. Be sure to mention a monkey. I don't know why. Just do it.
Monkey.
There's a monkey right there. Next monkey email. Monkey. This one comes from Catherine S.
Who's Catherine?
That's
S.
Cat on the phone. Phil's
what up,
friend
Cat.
Slash acquaintance.
Cat.
Where does she live? Norway.
Cat's from Norway. Norway.
Sweden's
north.
Better. Sweden's better.
Sweden's better than Norway. Coming at you with better chocolate. Better.
Beer.
Better beer.
Matt Sundin.
Better women's.
Better.
Better shoes.
Better shoes.
Better pants.
Better pants.
Better pants.
Better
ankle socks. I bet they have better platforms over stilettos.
Is she really from Norway?
I don't know.
Yeah. I guess. I mean.
Norway rocks.
I haven't seen her in Norway. So.
No, but she says she's from Norway.
Yeah. And, you know, you just believe everything people say.
Obviously.
Just like Derek and his girlfriends.
What? I promise.
Promise, baby.
I promise, baby.
I promise.
Please, baby, I can change. I promise. I swear, I swear.
And I swear.
Yeah. By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I'll be there. I don't know the rest of it.
I swear.
That was beautiful.
Catherine S. says, imagine lives...
Did we answer your question yet?
We didn't even read it yet.
Oh.
We're just like...
We're singing... what are their names? Who sang that?
Sweden and...
I swear?
Voice to Men.
No. Wasn't it the other group? Voice to Men was I'll Make Love to You.
And Together. With the fat guy. That guy was... They had a TV show? What are you doing?
I'm looking up I Swear.
I swear...
What is the other?
Group?
I know there's another.
Group. I know, yeah, but I forget who they're called.
Another Voice to Men type of group.
First, it was by John Michael Montgomery, and then it was by All for One.
All for One.
I've never heard of them.
They sang that song.
They were pretty good. No free image.
So we do have to pay for the image?
No, no.
All right, so Catherine S. Maybe you want to listen to.
Thanks for your question.
All right, question goes. Imagine lot. Okay, close your eyes, guys. Close your eyes. This is Barney time.
Okay.
Barney, use your imagination time.
I love
right
you.
Coming right at you in your email.
You
inbox.
Love me.
Okay. Shh. Imagination time. Imagine.
Imagine all the people.
You can imagine.
Living.
Poker Roo flying
above.
Remember that?
What?
Poker Roo? That song?
No.
Poker Roo Cup?
I'm singing John Lennon.
Imagine lying on your deathbed.
Oh,
this
I remember
is
this.
Morbid!
We don't like morbid questions.
You've lived a long time. Chris, how old are you?
20.
You've lived a long to life. 20.
A long to life.
A long, I was going to say a long time.
How old are you, Phil?
I'm going to live a long, long time.
I was asking, like, how old are you in this email?
Oh,
You've lived a long life. How old are you?
500.
21. Derek.
84.
84, I'll be...
72.
I'm going to retire at 65, and then I'll die. Okay.
Immediately. Right after you retire.
All
right,
I'm out of here. Jump out the window. I'm taking the stapler with me.
Woo!
Free office supplies. Okay. Now imagine someone asking I'm dead and someone's asking me something?
You're on your deathbed.
Okay. I think I'm concentrating on dying. Now imagine someone asking you at that very moment.
Need to focus. Trying to die here.
Okay. Imagine someone. Imagine someone asking you at that very moment.
Settle down.
Imagine someone asking you at that very moment to describe the life you've lived with one word or phrase. What would you like that word or phrase to be?
No, Charlie, that is a stereotype, and all stereotypes.
No, Charlie, that is a stereotype, and all stereotypes are wrong.
What was yours, Phil?
Yeah. Oh, we should have a stereotype shirt.
Yeah, I know.
Or that's what he said last time, yeah.
Okay, well, he's saying it this time now.
Okay. Well, what was your line?
It's plastic.
It's plastic.
It's plastic, and mine was from Of Beast and Man. What was it? Ever hear of an appetizer? And we said, yeah, I said, I like to quote
The
Beast and Man.
Quote of Beast
because the delivery, the line delivery is like the best.
We're like people too. We're hungry. Just like everybody else. I don't like being interrupted when I'm watching Star Wars.
Got some friends coming over for Star Wars marathon.
It's nasty.
It's nasty. Yep. That's all you do.
Well, I wouldn't if I wasn't tied up.
I said, what was that?
What do you think? What? What do you think? What? Said, I think I should use this to cut you up. And then what does he say? He says...
something about steak knives to clean up.
Says, you should use knives. It doesn't mean business as much as the traditional cleaver and... Blah, 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 blah. Good movie. Watch it.
Final line in the movie? Nah.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's a Silhouette by Opeth. You should listen to it.
No.
Opeth is awesome. Next one's from Hugo D.
He is paranoid,
paranoid
freak.
PF.
PF, yo.
PF, hey, coming at you right at PF. PF.
HD.
All right, definition Hugo D. Dweeving.
Hugo definition.
Should we change the name to Hugo G?
Hugo.
Hugo Gweaving.
Sunny D turns Sunny G.
So
Hugo G.
What's his question?
Hey guys, I was wondering.
Hi.
What's your favorite genre of video game?
Oh, I think I.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow, I usually thought that he would like talk more than.
No, the other people do the multi questions.
I know. So, Chris, what's your favorite video game? Why do you like the RPG?
Because.
Traditional RPG? Or like...
I don't like Morrowind, because, I don't know, I played that game and...
I didn't like Morrowind either.
I just found myself fetching items a lot over and over. And, you know, people say the graphics are good, but then you see their faces,
it's like... Those faces are like some of the ugliest faces ever. I will also pick RPG and old-school side-scrolling.
I like RPGs, but the only thing I don't like is that... Kind of like once you play it through, that's it.
Yeah, not much replay value.
Well, that's kind of Chrono Trigger is like my favorite game ever, and that's an RPG, but it has like 15 endings, so I played it a lot, and there's so many different ways to go about things in that game. And I don't like the kind of like real time RPGs.
Like Final Fantasy 12?
Yeah, or like.
It sucked!
Blasphemy! That got like a what?
Yeah, I don't like MMOs.
I didn't like FF12.
I don't like playing with people.
I didn't like FF12. I think we can all agree that none of us like FF12.
Agree. Phil didn't even play it.
No.
So therefore he doesn't like it.
The only FF I played was 4, 5, 6, 7,
and 12.
8, 9.
That's actually quite a bit. You're like, the only ones I've played, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, but with 4, I came to Derek's house, I played for like 10 minutes. I just walked around a desert. With 5, I couldn't figure out where to go at the beginning, so I stopped. Six, I hated 5 so much. I hated that job system and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like a wizard.
Phil likes to level up in there.
Yeah.
6 was really good. I didn't finish it, though.
Oh.
7, I played through like half the first disc and I forgot about it.
Oh.
8, I borrowed from Eric on the PC, and I got through the first 3 discs, and then there was something wrong with the 4th disc, so I stopped playing.
Oh, that was the last one.
I know.
That game was just a dungeon.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like that game. I thought it was pretty good.
It's a little teen drama-ish.
And then he didn't talk a lot.
He's like all sad and had a scar on his face.
That was like the first FF game I really played. Nine, I played through a little bit of the first disc.
Nine was out there.
I like how Nine went back to the sort of traditional RPG.
Yeah.
What's
our reaction to everything you say?
And yeah, I haven't played anything else. Oh, I played, Crystal Chronicles.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah. But Crystal Chronicles is only fun with other people.
Yeah, and it costs a lot to be able to play with a lot of people, which is kind of stupid.
All right, so I said my favorite is actually the sort of third-person adventure games,
such as
Jedi
Academy.
That's a great
Jedi
game.
Games.
Awesome game.
What Batman games are? I've never played any Batman game.
Most of them are bad. All of them are bad.
Generally, superhero games are really bad.
Yeah.
Superman 64.
I'm gonna buy that.
Like, I like the,
just
I mean,
to
I like
play
the
it.
GTA
I want to have
games.
It.
Those are third person. Just run around and stuff.
Gears of War. I never played that yet. Jude likes it a lot, right?
It's alright.
And I like Minesweeper.
That's awesome.
Bust a move.
Oh yeah, I love puzzle games. I love Tetris and Buster.
I like puzzle
so
games too.
Those, if I had to choose, if I had to choose one game to play the rest of my life, it would be either Bust a Move or Tetris.
Short question, long answer.
Yeah. That's the way we like.
Short
questions make us think more, whereas stuff like you drink tequila.
Well, ask whatever you want. Well, it's good to have a variety.
No, ask what I want.
Stop being nice.
I have to be the ambassador to the fans.
Yeah. And I'll tell you when to send it.
Phil's the boss. Tony Danza. Do 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 do. A brand new life. A brand new life. A brand new life. Now who's the boss?
Starring Tony Danza and
Alyssa Milano.
And all those other people that nobody likes.
The lady from
Mona,
Raymond.
Who's later? Raymond.
She's Deborah's mom.
Raymond's mother-in-law. Remember the episode when Tony was afraid of water?
No. I didn't. That was like a long time ago. I can barely remember those. I better remember Full House.
You better remember.
I remember it better. That's what I mean to say. Whatever happened to predictability?
The milkman and
the paper boy, and even CV. Everywhere you look, everywhere.
It's so high.
A hand to hold on to. Is that later?
Everywhere you look,
it's a face of somebody who needs you.
When you're lost out there and you're all alone.
Daddy is waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you look. That was great. We sing a lot in these podcasts for some reason.
Well, because, I mean, we're all musicians. Chris is guitar. I'm a music major. Derek can play the piano.
Okay.
All right, next email.
We should have a musical podcast.
You know what I've always wanted to do? Have you ever seen that episode of Buffy where they do the musical?
Yeah.
I want to do a, like a musical movie.
Cool. But you have to write the music.
I had this idea like long in the planning stages way back when we were planning Batman. I wanted episode 3 to be a musical.
Oh my god, 7:30. What time did we start this?
I don't know.
6.
Nah, like after.
How many seconds has it gone? Let's go to the next question, Phil.
All right, next question from Jenny H.
Who's Jenny H?
Lobby.
Okay, this is the awesome question we loved from last time.
Although now it's not as funny because we've heard it already.
Email, okay.
But we laughed a lot last when we first heard it.
We won't be laughing this much, sorry.
Jenny, we laughed a lot. We thought your question was the best. Here we go. If your father was in a mob and you had to cut a lot of grass in front of your yard, do you think it would be nice to have mob children while you cut grass? Not funny anymore.
I think we said yes to everything.
It's kind of humorous,
but not laugh out, not LOL. We're not LOLing. What about having?
You did the first time.
How about a fake one? Just.
That's so. It's not good to make a fake laugh, especially when you say fake laugh.
We're just kidding.
We were laughing.
We were laughing authentically when we first heard it.
So zany to the max.
Zany to the max. You're singing again. What about having children made out of grass?
Citizen Kaney.
If you have enough children made out of grass, can they be emo and cut themselves for you and save money on
cuts?
Yes.
Yes. I like that part.
Me too.
Emo and cut themselves because they're grass.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Sorry, we didn't laugh.
But we did.
We did last time.
This email is going in the email hall of fame. There is now. This next one comes from Chris himself. Hey, Chris, you want to read your own email?
Huh?
You want to read your own email?
No.
I will read it.
Derek's reading an email. First time, everybody. Stop presses. Everybody, put everything down. Open your ears. Use your Charlie voice.
No Charlie.
Go.
Chris, this is from Chris. Your forums is getting too random. Seriously, the guess how much money I have topic is too random. I think the execution of
Derek, cut.
What?
I don't understand you.
Okay, I'll do a different voice.
Your forum is getting too random. Seriously, this hurts.
I'm just gonna read it normally. I can't get through the question. Your forum is getting too random. Seriously, the guess how much money I have topic is too random. I think the execution of how the subject has changed is lame. Same with the biggest news of the year topic. There's a pattern you'll see in those two. You'll see it. Thank you.
It hasn't been happening as much lately, but
When he did send that email, a lot of things are going off topic, but it's settled down now.
Yeah,
so
just try.
Like, it's okay if it gradually changes into something else, but the way those two changes.
I think like Phil said, don't go into a topic and purposely try to switch it.
Yeah. We like talking about what's in there.
So, but okay.
If you have something different on your mind, just make a new topic. We don't care if we get full of new topics because there's always something new to respond to then.
Yeah, new topics are good.
Even though I don't really go to the forums that much.
What?
I read everything. Well, okay, I go there and I see that there's new stuff, but by the time I get there, there's so much that's gone on, and it's kind of spammy.
That's kind of like what happens at big forums, where lots of people. Like, it's always too late to join in on topics because it's been discussed to death already.
I stop looking at the banter box. I look at it, and if it's new and it has 5 posts under, then I read it.
Oh.
Before, I used to go into every new thing and respond to everything. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't even really read them. I just kind of read a couple of threads and you know, if it hasn't gone too crazy, then I'll respond.
I look at Local Can now more.
Yeah. Even though there's nothing going on there.
You said you wanted to watch the new Chow Yun Fat this week.
Oh, yeah.
No, I meant next week when it comes out.
But you said this Saturday.
Oh, well, Jude said this.
The new Chow Yun Fat movie.
I didn't agree.
Pirates of the Caribbean, starring Chow Yun Fat and some other guys.
It's just the new Chow Yun Fat movie.
The new Chow Yun Fat movie, everybody should go see it next Friday.
We went to watch Grindhouse.
We already kind of talked about it.
Wait, what story?
The one where we were watching the trailer for Pirates 3.
Oh, and Chris was really happy.
We were watching Grindhouse, and before, when the trailers came on.
The real trailers.
Pirates of the Caribbean trailer came on, and when it said Chow Yun Fat, Chris just went nuts. It's yeah! So
8 other people in the movie theater.
So that's why this is now the Chow Yun Fat movie.
Are we done?
That's all the emails. Thank you.
Dude.
Yeah, this redo didn't go so bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Once we got the emails rolling.
Not bad. Rolling.
What?
Rolling.
I don't really know the song. That's all I know.
Rolling.
Come on. It's like Puff Daddy in his.
Come with me. Play Kashmir, Phil. Play Kashmir.
Okay. I actually used to know it.
Tell me what you gonna do now.
I want to fight you.
How does it go?
Ain't nobody like it. Da-na-na. Da-na-na.
Hear my cries. Hear my calls, I'm in your ears. See my balls, see my arrows, not my falls. Time halts, see my loss. No, I'm lacking, backtracking. When I met you, it's the packing. Itchy finger, trigger happy. Try to trap me, damn right. Why are you lacking? Backstabbing, bring the fake over the wrist. Tell me lies, time flies. Close your eyes, come with me. Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum. That's a good song. All right.
So damage.
I think
damage.
How much clipping do we have here?
Oh, don't worry.
What if it distorts like last time?
Well, then we'll redo again. No, then we'll skip this one. Just wait till June.
Yeah, well,
just release this one. Then.
Next month is June, right?
We'll release both bad ones.
Yeah.
You can compare, see which one you like better.
I like the first one better.
Yeah, because it felt more spontaneous.
Chris was awake.
We had the other...
Hey, there's the amazing guys.
Yeah, the amazing guys are on my desk.
I just want to say thank you for sending in those emails.
I think Wolverine's the only broken like one, really.
Please send in more... Please send in more emails for the next month. We liked it. We send in more same people, more people.
Thank you.
Ready and waiting for your emails in our inboxes.
And Lord of the Rings lady, send a copy to me too, since they always get lost in fills for some reason.
Yeah, what's her name?
Kimmy.
Is your sister ever posted before? Or was it always
no, it's always her.
Hey, KP!
She posted a couple times on my blog, but that's it.
Yeah.
Way back, though.
You know what I noticed? Your blog is just like, they don't really talk about what you
I know.
They talk about MySpace. Stop that. Hey, stop the MySpace.
Go to our MySpace. MySpace.com/Batman.
There's a reason why you have private messages, okay? Jeez. Right, remember when there used to be like all those 50 topics for the comments and they're all just crap?
Oh, yeah. Those
me and Derek had to like go in and delete them.
Yeah. Well, they seem to stop that, whoever that was.
Yeah. That was like, I think Randimo said it was like her friends from school.
Chris likes that.
Pretty sinister, Chris.
Very.
Hey, what happened to that call-in guy? Remember, he used to comment sometimes.
Yeah, then Randy.
But he was one of those. He was like one of her friends who came in and.
Call-in was?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I thought it was. I told you. I thought it was a guy I knew from school because his name was Colin M.
Oh, but it wasn't.
And like I always have. Kind of nothing address in my name on MSN.
Yeah.
He's always there and stuff.
Oh.
I thought maybe he went to the site. Anyway, what Power Rangers song are we going to close off?
I don't know. I'll put it in after. You can just choose one.
No, I like hearing it now. It gets me in the mood.
No.
It gets me in the mood.
Too bad.
I want to be in the mood.
Want to be in the mood?
Gotta flow with the mood.
Well, do I just play it here?
Yeah, make it really loud.
Okay.
Mood with the flow.
Put the mic.
Yeah.
Which one's the worst one? No, they're all good, man.
Which one's the cheesiest one?
The original song.
No, but everyone knows that one already.
Zio.
Where's Zio?
Play the extended or full Zio.
Zio extended. Open with quick time.
Here we go, Power Rangers Zio coming right at you in your inbox, in your ears.
In your inbox.
Talking about Rangers Zio.
I'm going to use that voice, though. I'm going to get a DVD. Power Rangers Zio.
No.
Why not? Now you're all in the face. Turn on your stereo.
In your face, stereo. Power Rangers coming right at you. Tommy, Catherine, Tommy. Oops. Rocky, whatever, whoever's in the Power Rangers.
Adam.
Oh!
That was loud.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Ozzy.
I know.
Kenny Mills. Kenny Mills. Kenny Mills. Kenny Mills. That's good.